afraid of falling, knowing that I could never live without.
Before Kalala became a full-time R&B artist, she was Kalala Mizanakristos, a kid growing up in the DC suburbs. Her parents immigrated from Ethiopia, and like a lot of suburban kids, Kalala took violin lessons. Her dad would not let her quit.
He's like, you'd complain every year. It's like, I come to the concert, and you're like the only one like who's fully swaying while you play. And he's like, you'd be closing your eyes and like clearly loving the parts and loving to play. He's like, so I just wouldn't allow you to quit.
Kalala went on to try punk, heavy metal, and jazz before settling into her sound. We caught up with her this week at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin to talk about her latest album. It's a breakup record with songs about anger, loneliness, and desire. Kalala told me the other genres she's tried still color her songs, like the album's title track, Take Me Apart.
I wrote the bridge using my jazz muscles, trying to think about what's gonna feel really good and what's gonna make you be like, ooh, ah. You know, my friend Jessica Chambliss, who I worked with on vocal production and in the background vocal specifically, when she heard the bridge, she was just basically like, oh, we can go there, honey. Like, let's go there. And she composed these parts. They're like, dun dun day. She made these parts that were just so exciting, and for that to be inserted into a club and sort of electronic music context is like one of the pillars of like what I'm trying to do in the world.
This is a really vulnerable song.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult to write something that personal and intimate and just put it out there for the world to hear?
At this point, it's not. It's part of just this practice that was scary in the beginning. And it's now just kind of been normalized. Part of my normal life is being really committed to full disclosure because I know what happens when you go there. When you go there, other people are affected more.
Was there an artist who did that for you and made you feel like you could talk about and feel things that you had been taught it was not okay to discuss and to feel?
I remember listening to Mama's Gun, Erykah Badu's second record. It really had an effect on me how committed she was to expressing things that we all might be feeling and also that no one is saying.
I got a little pot in my belly, and nowadays my figure ain't so fly.
She was so vulnerable on that record. She talked about her body, just like what happens to your breasts, you know? When you get older, there were things that she was saying that felt really personal. I remember being really affected by that. Lauryn Hill's Unplugged was one of the most like personal records that also had such a huge effect on me.
Is there something that you think like that specifically is a risk I might not have taken were it not for those women?
Enough. Enough is a really good one when it comes to me going to a place that just doesn't feel glamorous or like I'm saving face.
Can't you see love that I'm standing by myself? I'm so
there's a sentiment that is shameless and just kind of like the lowest of the low.
Not pretending to be cool, not pretending to be confident.
Yep.
Hoping that it wasn't just a waste of time. Said it once before you knew.
the lyric that probably hits people the most. I remember when I was first recording it with an engineer, and I think I got to the end of the chorus, and after 20 takes, he was like, "Oh no, I just understood what you're saying." He's like, "Did you just say hold her hand?" And I was like, "Yeah." His response really just made me feel so much emotion, because I hadn't felt that way, but the feeling is sort of embodied in the lyric.
Yeah.
And it's one of just not trying to be cool.
I know that you write about the personal with the goal of being universal. To me, the last song on this album, Altadena, which refers to a place outside Los Angeles, sounds the most explicitly universal. Let's listen to a bit of this. Why did you decide to end the album with this?
It just sounds like the ending. It's just, yeah, it's my Lion King song. It's my Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones song. It sounds wondrous and healing.
Totally.
Nothing to be said or done. It's not just me, it's everyone. Let me remind you.
Well, the idea of ending with this reminder that there is a place for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody who doesn't feel the need to be reminded of that every now and then.
Yeah, it's a really good feeling to sing that lyric. Everyone looks uplifted. I love being a part of that feeling in other people.
Kalala, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Kalala Mizanakristos, her album is called Take Me Apart. She performs as Kalala.
Let me remind you, nothing to be said or done. There's a place for everyone.